Greetings, and salutations to one and all. How you doing? Welcome to Real Talk, right here on the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Wanna say big ups to each and everyone locked in right now. The sound of Thalia kicking us off with a track called Don't Kill My Vibes. I want to say much love to those who are locked in on TuneIn Radio. On the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Thank you. Big ups to those who are locked in out of New Jersey. On NIE Radio. Hanging out with New Jersey's finest, the Motivator. Remember, you can catch up with the Motivator on Thursday nights for Double Trouble Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern. And you can also connect with them on Saturdays at noon. It's called Motivation Saturdays. Big ups to the massive out of New York, locked in out of Long Island on Reggae Pulse Radio. Much love to DJ Atomic Force and the crew. You can catch up with Mr. Twinkle Toes, Clinton Lindsay, every day at noon on the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Just keep on. Much love to the massive out of Florida, locked in. Big up to those on PEMGTV.com. I want to say big ups to those who are locked in on Facebook Live. Those on Clubhouse. Those on YouTube Live. Welcome. As a reminder, those who are locked in on Clubhouse and Facebook Live, remember it's only a segment broadcast, so don't get too comfortable, yeah? Come on over to KevinStew.com. Catch the entire broadcast there. I want to say thank you to my segment sponsors. Pulse Media Group. And being in a moment is priceless. Give them a call. They'll take care of your videos, your photos, your streaming, your ads. They can do everything you see here on KevinStew.com and more. The more includes streaming your live event. Whether it be a church service, a graduation, a party, a seminar, a funeral, a wedding, you name it. Just give them a call, 754-999-1140. That's 754-999-1140. Tell them Kevin Stew sent you. Want to say thank you to Althea and her healing heavenly hands. Althea is a licensed massage therapist operating out of Broad County, North Miami Dade and South Palm Beach counties. She comes to you, bringing her table, her oils, and over 20 years massage therapy experience. Just give her a call, 954-655-9000. That's 954-655-9000. She only has one request outside of paying her, that is. It is to get her off her table and go sleep somewhere else when she's done. It's called the Kevin Stew Clause. Can you guess why? Want to say thank you to Reggae Global Entertainment. Reggae Global act as your booking agents, handle your tour management, take care of your business registrations, legal service referrals, music production, marketing and promotion, and so much more. Bad boy. kick your gun on your way. Give him a call, 954-804-8199. Nobody say you could be. That's 954-804-8199. Or check them out online, reggaeglobal.com. I want to say thank you to McNeil Trucking. With McNeil Trucking, your goods are in good hands. They're licensed and insured movers in the state of Florida. You want to move some things into storage? Move from point A to point B. You don't have the manpower, the transportation? No worries. You have the name and you have the number. McNeil Trucking. 954-406-9740. Tell them you heard about them on kevinstew.com. They'll be glad to hear from you. Zone of Thalia. Jacket's called Don't Kill My Vibes. Numbers to call, numbers to text to get you in touch tonight. 773-789-STEW. Phone lines are open. Don't be shy. 773-789-STEW. You can see it scrolling across the bottom of your screen right now. 773-789-7839. Thank you, Thalia. Says don't kill my vibes. Do anything you want to do, just don't kill my vibes. And you know, sometimes we go through our daily routines, we go through our lives doing things here and there, doing the odd thing around the way, and sometimes in the midst of all of that we make plans. And I remember growing up hearing the saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. And the first time I heard that, I thought, Another thing that I heard along with that is, as men plan, God wipes out. And I thought, of course, I'm thinking to myself, because I wasn't sharing it with anyone at the time. So I thought, self, if God loves me so much, why would he want to wipe out my plans? I'm looking forward to this thing. Now, of course, not everybody believes in God, but everybody believes in some higher power, some entity, some creator, some inner self that is more powerful than the knowing self, whatever it is, whomever it is that you subscribe to, it doesn't really matter. It comes back to the same thing. We might make some plans at some point in time and they don't go to script. And what happens? We get disappointed. You ever stop to think, why am I disappointed? What is this thing called disappointment? And why am I going through it? Why do I have to endure this thing at all? Well, tonight we're gonna be trying to dissect this whole disappointment thing and see what we can come up with. Share your stories with me. Share your ideas with me. Give me a call. Drop me a line by text, WhatsApp, Telegram. They all work. You can Skype me if that is what you're into. My Skype handle is kevin.stew.
But of course, you can jump into the stew pot.
Now,
it's what others call a chat room when they go to other sites. When you come to kevinstew.com, it's called the stew pot. It's where we keep things interactive and bubbling. So when you go to kevinstew.com, just click on that little section that says tap or click here to join chat. And you can come and be a part of the discussion that way. I'll be happy to have you. And so don't be shy. Do not be shy at all. Because we family here. Right? So give your opinion. We'll ask that you keep it respectful. Let me hear from you. Let me hear what you have to say. And of course, you can call. So, disappointment. This is a feeling of unhappiness. Because someone or something was not as good as you hoped or expected. And this is according to BetterUp.com. When we feel unhappy because our hopes and expectations are unfulfilled, we experience a feeling of sadness or disappointment. Yep, there it is. But how does this relate to our emotions in general? You may already know about the 6 basic human emotions. Yes, 6 of them. There's joy, anger, sadness, fear, surprise, and disgust. Yep. In the 1980s, Robert Plutchik presented his Wheel of Emotions theory. And this added 2 more emotions, making 8 essential emotions in pairs of opposites. His wheel included joy, trust, fear, surprise, sadness, disgust, anger, and anticipation. Seems simple enough, right? But yeah, that's the wheel. In fact, I can show you the wheel. There we go. So let me adjust up the size of this just a little bit for you guys. That way you can see it just a little bit better. There we go. Right there. Cool. Got it. You know, sometimes I have to tweak and adjust. So those of you that are watching, you can see this. Those of you that are only listening, you're missing out. But don't fear. You can go back to the YouTube and you can see it there. Yeah, the YouTube channel, The Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew. You can see it there. So there is the Wheel of Emotion. And this was developed by Robert Plutchik. Back in the 80s, joy, trust, fear, surprise, sadness, disgust, anger, and anticipation makes up this wheel. Now, the Wheel of Emotions defines how human emotions cycle through each other and expand beyond these primary emotions into more refined or complex experiences. Sounds deep, right? Yeah. Because it is. The results are emotional states like annoyance, boredom, aggressiveness, admiration, and awe. Disappointment is one such offshoot. A complex emotion that stems from sadness. It's what we feel when our expectations for the desired outcome are dashed. We all instantly recognize the feeling of being let down and the anger we might feel when something we thought we deserved did not happen. Or the grief we experience when we miss out on an opportunity. That's the subjective experience of bitter disappointment. Crushing. So, what causes this disappointment? Well, like many other emotions, disappointment has evolutionary roots. In other words, we need these complex emotions to survive and grow. And there are three main causes of disappointment. Not just one, all of three. Now, the first is called the arrival fallacy. Off the bat, this just sounds like it just should not have happened. This unique experience of disappointment occurs when we're so focused on achieving our goals that we forego the process. We overextend ourselves and we live with the unhappiness every day. All of this is for the quiet promise that when we arrive, our destination makes the struggle worthwhile. If you're experiencing arrival fallacy, it's because there is an internal misalignment. What you thought you would bring, or what you thought would bring you positive emotions, turned out to be unfulfilling. Talk about that anticlimactic end. That. The second cause of disappointment comes from the expectations we have around external factors. Now, I can't tell you how many times I have had some of these expectations myself. And I'm pretty sure most of you guys listening right now could tell a story of one such expectation you had in more recent times. I'm pretty sure. And of course, I'm going to extend the invitation once more to share that. No judgment, no pressure. When an unrealistic expectation does not match the actual circumstances, we don't want to accept what happened. You ever notice that? Yep. And if we have high expectations around a situation or an outcome, we experience even more intense disappointment. Now, the third source of disappointment, this comes from our experiences in childhood. Yeah, so if you are way up in age, you are very mature, let me call it that. You know, you are already set in your ways and you have had many life experiences. Then chances are you'd have had quite a few of these disappointments. You may have experienced a traumatic event around a loss or disappointment during your childhood, or a few of them. And from this, your psyche draws a negative conclusion about the circumstance. Think about it. It doesn't really matter how old you are. I was just being facetious, troublesome. That's just being stew. Positive thinking is not a habit you're familiar with. To think, we could possibly make a difference in the outcome of things just from positive thinking? Why would they mention that just right there, just like that? When you mature into adulthood and face a situation similar to the traumatic event in childhood, your mind automatically replays the earlier experience of loss and disappointment. But it's not an objective evaluation of the circumstances. It's a subjective experience. The discouragement you experience can quickly turn into a self-fulfilling prophecy unless you learn how to deal with it. And if you want to be a leader or even just navigate professional life with satisfaction and happiness, you will have to learn to regulate your emotions. This kind of touches on the self-limiting beliefs that we had talked about just a few weeks ago, if you remember that. And if not, no problem. You can just go back to it. The podcast is there. The YouTube is there. Just go back. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. The podcast is available everywhere you listen to podcasts. No excuses. Now, you might wonder, all right, so if this whole thing of disappointment is a matter of a mindset and it can be influenced as such, is this disappointed feeling that we've had before and quite possibly still have, is that a good thing for you? And the answer to that, according to betterup.com, is yes and no. Don't you just love it when there's no outright answer to a particular question? So, not in the moment that you're experiencing this disappointment, but the actions you take after you experience major disappointment can completely transform the eventual outcome and help you make better decisions. Disappointment is less useful as an emotion and far more useful as a data point. So, not to say you need to be emotionless, but you need to be aware of what you experienced. So, like failure, experiencing disappointment tells us that something was, for lack of a better word, off. Be it the circumstances, the process, or simply our expectations. In other words, it's time to look for a different way. And the best place to do this is the place James Clear calls the Valley of Disappointment. It just the name of it sounds like a dark, dreary place. Now, if you persist with your actions in this valley, you can actually reach a breakthrough. Think about that. Because, what? Persistence is key, right? So here's how it works. We set a goal or outcome we desire. And then, let me see if I can get this for you real quick, because this is really cool too. Let me see if I can get this for you. Those of you that are watching, you again, you get another treat. So, here is how, as I was listing out how this whole breakthrough, the Valley of Disappointment works. We set a goal or outcome we desire. We overestimate the good things that might happen when we first start a task leading to the realization of this goal. Simultaneously, we underestimate the negative that could also happen. And this is why the first part of any goal attainment can be so treacherous. You're living in the valley of disappointment. But if we keep our expectations steady through time, the same things that disappointed us end up leading to a breakthrough. So much so that there's a chart for it. Yep, there is a chart for it. So there it is. There is your expectation, which remains constant. The valley of disappointment is what changes because you're working through it. And with time, things change. So if you give just enough time, you'll see it happening. Disappointment may be the most important thing in reaching your goals. Simply feeling disappointed tells you three important things. Not just one, three. And what we're going to do is take a break. And when I come back from the break, I'll tell you what those three important things are. Now, just so that you know, those that are locked in on Clubhouse and Facebook Live, the only way you are going to know what these three important things are is if you come on over to KevinStew.com or any of the affiliates carrying the broadcast. So, am I twisting your arm? Maybe. Are you disappointed that you don't get to hear the three things? Well, that is because you had the expectation that you would. Don't be disappointed. You still can. Here's how you have your breakthrough. Come on over to KevinStew.com. See, you need to push through it and make that change. Come on over. That is making the change. That is persevering. That is being persistent. You want to hear the information. And there's a way to do it. But before we go there, I want to remind you about my Mary Kay business. Yes, my Mary Kay business. I am an independent Mary Kay consultant. And I know it's not very often that you hear a man talking about that. But I got into it for the skincare, not for the makeup. And everybody has skin. And most of us want to take care of it. So, for men, there is face and beard care as well as fragrances. There are women's fragrances too. But just letting you know, there are things there for men. So, just go to MaryKay.com/KevinStew. If you go to KevinStew.com, there's a link right there at the top of the page that takes you to the Mary Kay site. And one of the cool things for the ladies, well, it works for everybody actually, is skin balancing. And one of the cool products that Mary Kay has is the CC cream. And you can find it on MaryKay.com/KevinStew. Just check it out and see if it works for you. But not only if it works for you, but how well it can work for you. It depends on where you set your expectation. You might be pleasantly surprised. For some, because it won't work for everyone, some will be disappointed. But all in all, MaryKay.com is the place to go to check and find out what works for you. We'll be right back after these messages. Those on Facebook Live, those on Clubhouse, deuces to you. Catch up with you later on, all right? Cool.
Pulse Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1-minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, in math, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one
likes. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid.
In English,
and in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Teddy Greaves Jr. with 6 brand new songs out now on his brand new EP, Teddy Greaves Jr. with songs you know and love, like Can You Stop the Rain?
Can You Stop the Rain?
One Last Cry. Can't Get Over You. Wait Too Long. You and I.
You and I.
And One Last Cry, the acoustic version. Teddy Greaves Jr., now available on all major digital platforms. Teddy Greaves Jr.
Hey, I'm representing for DJ Kevin Stew, working on the night shift, radio show. Won't go changing like the weather, just to please the devil, never. Will DJ Kevin Stew sell his soul? That's a word and honor. It's Chris Cinti representing Word and Honor. Celestia, DJ Kevin Stew.
The Zone of Corey bringing us back from the break. The track is called I'll Be Here.
I've invested the best years of my life praising you. And it came at a cost, but there are no charges. Still in return, there's just one thing that I want you to do. Take care of each other as I took care of you.
He wrote this song and released it for Father's Day to his children as a little message to them to say, hey, I'll be here for you. But can you imagine if after making this statement, something tragic happened and he was no longer able to be there? Can you imagine that grief, that disappointment? It would seem like whatever it was that he said in this song was just an empty promise. And, you know, promise is a whole nother story. You know, you've heard me talk about that. Those that listen to me all the time know that I don't give promises. I just give you my word. Because, again, I grew up hearing that our promises are comfort to a fool. So, I digress. Before we went off on the break, I mentioned that when we came back, we'd be looking at the 3 important things that disappointment tells us. So the first of those important things is it means you're passionate about something. Disappointment means you're passionate about something. Well, I guess it stands to reason, right? Expectation is the root cause of all heartache. Or so the saying goes. I've never heard that saying, but that's what they say. The very fact that your expectations missed the reality of the outcomes means that you were brave enough to show up for something. So there's some positivity that comes out of this. Something positive was there. You showed up. 2, it's an opportunity for growth. With the right mindset, you can grow through disappointments. As long as you commit to getting back up and trying again, no matter what you thought you deserved, what happened is what you truly deserved. Now, that sounds harsh. I know. But think about it as something positive. So from this disappointment, you can start to align your expectations with reality.
You can also tailor your decisions so that you avoid this particular kind of disappointment again. When I was growing up, tonight just seems to be taking me back to a lot of my childhood experiences. There are things that I would do and fail at, and I get frustrated about it. And my mother would see my frustration. And there were a couple of things that she said to me. One would be, try and try and try again. That's all you can do. The other is that when men on earth have tried their best, angels in heaven could do no better. And so, from that disappointment, I would either learn that I could just find another way to get what I want done, or I'm at the limit to which I can do that thing that I'm trying to do based on the resources that I currently have. Or just simply, that's all I can do. And I get to accept that fact, because we can't all do everything. Although we do have the capacity to learn, everything wasn't made for everyone to know how to do, which is why we have division of labor. And through that, we have teamwork, and we learn to work together and build. The third important thing that disappointment teaches us is that it can make you stronger. Disappointment that stems from childhood trauma can be debilitating. It can make us feel like we cannot try new things because we just might fail. But it can also be the starting point to getting stronger and more resilient due to overcoming that initial adversity. Now, researchers say the benefits of adversity include greater mental fortitude, increased emotional intelligence, clearer thinking, and a stronger stance against negative thinking. With those four things, isn't it possible that now you can take on the world? A greater mental fortitude, increased emotional intelligence, clearer thinking, a stronger stance against negative thinking. So if you were disappointed by something that, you know, you failed at something, and you're so disappointed and bummed out that you decide to just give up on everything, where does that get you? But if you take that disappointment and you say, you know what? No, I will not let this get me down, because there's something greater out there for me. I didn't see it before. I expected something else to happen based on what I'm working on, and this is what I wanted to happen. But, and then that but negates everything that happened before. And now you're ready for that new thing. All because you were disappointed. So how then do we deal with disappointment? The perks of disappointment, if you want to call them that, showing up for something, growing and becoming stronger through adversity, these occur when you know how to deal with disappointment. So, how do we get to this point? According to BetterUp, there's a 5-step plan for transforming big disappointments into big wins. So, firstly, you let it out. It takes you back to that movie with that song, Let It Go, right? Whether it is disappointment or anger, you need to feel it and let it out. A healthy way to achieve emotional health is to confide in your friends, family, or even a therapist. Listen, seeing a therapist changed my life. I recommend it to any and everyone. A therapist? Especially if you find that one therapist that just clicks with you. It's amazing. Because now you get to see things from a different perspective, and you get guided into and through some new experiences and some old ones. You could also channel this kind of tough emotion into a creative outlet. Try writing in a journal or doing something physical, like taking a long run. I remember being so angry and upset over a situation that I learned how to use a new software. Another time, I created something. And so, out of these disappointments, the energy that I was feeling, I had to channel it somehow. And I channeled it and learned something in the process. So that worked out pretty well, I'd say. The point is to regulate your emotions by feeling whatever it is that you're feeling and allowing it to pass. Because this too shall pass. Research has shown that emotional suppression can hinder our personal growth. Without the ability to feel emotions and actively express them, you have trouble adapting to new and unfamiliar situations. So we learn through our pain, and we grow through our pain. Secondly, we get perspective. Communication with friends and family about your disappointments can bring some much-needed clarity. When you get an outside perspective other than your own, you can begin to see things for what they really are, rather than how you feel about them. Now, let me say something about this. It's important to have objective people to relay these emotions and whatever it is that you're experiencing to them and to get their feedback. Because if you happen to go with people that are biased in their thinking, or they just want you to feel good, then that could be counterproductive. Because you may end up going deeper into that feeling based on the support that you're getting. So be mindful when you solicit this support from friends and family members. Hey Pat, how are you doing? You just finished having some roast chicken and baked potatoes. You know, I'm just glad I'm not hungry right now, because I'd be so upset with you. We all face challenges in life, but we keep moving on. Yeah, we keep moving on, but the thing is, do we move on ignoring those challenges, or do we recognize the challenge that was and learn from it? And then grow from it and grow through it. So the third thing in learning how to deal with disappointment and navigating through it is knowing your own heart. Now, of course, you have to balance that external validation with your own inner wisdom. The problem with emotions like disappointment is that it can completely derail our visions of ourselves. We can start to doubt our abilities and feel like an imposter. Our sense of self can become skewed when too many disappointments stack up. And that is why it's important to know your own core values and principles before you embark on any goal. And better yet, do yourself a favor and examine your whys. A lot of people don't like the whole why question. And I remember getting some pushback from someone very close to me about asking why. Why do you do this? Why do you take this perspective? And initially, I got quite a bit of pushback. Later on, it became a great part of our relationship because now we could exchange whys. But we had to grow through that first. So keeping these whys alive will help you get up and try again while keeping your self-worth intact. For entrepreneurs that are struggling to find that breakthrough, that moment when they can say yes based on what the external measure of success is, I have made it. And I intentionally say the external measure of success because success is really very personal. So whichever way it is that you measure it is really important. But if you're going to gauge that against what society says success is and you want to accept that, that's fine too. But know that that external measure of success may disappoint you. I'm just saying. Number four is to practice self-acceptance. Once you've checked in with yourself and your supporters, it's easier to accept where you are as the right starting point for a fresh start. Part of practicing self-acceptance is to continually root yourself in the now. Eckhart Tolle calls this the power of now, a practice similar to meditation and mindfulness. And accepting the present moment allows you to acknowledge what is real. Like breath. Disappointment comes, disappointment goes. So breathe into it and let it pass. And don't let it fester. The worst thing you can do is brood over negative experiences. Again, the variable here is time. You certainly don't have to bounce back from disappointment before you've done all the previous steps. But recognize, once you've given yourself some time to become, to come to terms with your circumstances, it's time to begin yet again. Otherwise, disappointment could easily soar into anxiety, negative thinking, and resentment. Winston Churchill said, "Success is the ability to go from one failure to another with no loss of enthusiasm." That is how we ended up with a lot of the things that we have in our as luxuries today. Electricity, the telephone, online banking, the internet. You think somebody just got up and said, "Oh, I'm going to make a car today. I'm going to make a plane today and it's going to fly." Nobody just gets up and does something and it's a hit. There has to be failures along the way, because on top of these failures, you get to build and make it better. Some comments here. To achieve success is to know your why. We learn from those challenges. It strengthens us. I know my why My why is to help others achieve in life as much as myself. And once they achieve success, then I can move on to the next phase. What would that next phase be? Immortality? I'm being facetious. But no one person is an island. Everyone needs someone along the way. Yes. In whatever capacity. That someone along the way doesn't have to be the answer, quote unquote answer. But we all need someone along the way to help us. We need that helping hand. That person who has already gone through that situation and has gone on to do bigger and better things. That person to reach back and give a hand and say, come, let me walk with you. I know what you're going through. They can't go, they can't walk the trail for you, but they can walk the trail with you. And so with having gone through a similar experience, they can say, hey, this is what I did to help me. Now, this won't necessarily be the thing to help you. That is not the point. The point is that you too can get through it. And once we refocus and recognize that that is the real point, not the what was done, but the fact that something was done, that makes the difference. We're going to take another quick little break. When we come back, we take a moment to recognize when to look for help as we talk about disappointment. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It's Real Talk Night. Stick around, call a friend, tell a friend, friends of your friends of your enemies of your friends and your enemies too, because information is good for everyone. We've all been disappointed at some point in time in our lives. It could be right now. But what do? Do we just give up? Or do we push through and learn something from it and see how we can make ourselves better? Where do you stand? We'll be right back.
Matthew 28:19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. With this in mind and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links, www.dahchurchlinx.com, your links to worship and praise.
Making great music is one thing, sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography, and video production, press releases, legal services, and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com.
Reggae Global Entertainment presents the brand new self-titled album from Yishka with 9 great songs. Oh, Baby, Let Me Love You.
Oh, baby.
Be Grateful for Life.
Be Grateful for Life.
Shake You Down.
Girl, I wanna shake you down.
What Else Can I Do?
What Else Can I Do?
Babe, Come Over.
Baby, Come Over.
My, my, my. It's our time.
It's our time. You know I love you.
For your love.
For your love. I'll do anything.
I'm falling.
In love again.
Yishka. 9 great songs available on all streaming platforms. Available now.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Hey yo, this is Caramante letting you know that right about now you are logged on to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift. Don't move.
The sound of Mark Q working out with Bujo, bringing us back from the break. A track called My Favorite Song. Tell me, what happens to you when you can't hear your favorite song? Do you get disappointed? Huh. I wonder. Pat says the next phase for her is moving to Africa because there are more doors and opportunities that are opening up for diasporans there. Hey, Pat, listen, I am not mad at you at all. And I would even go as far as to say, if I knew then what I know now, I would have found a way to get to Africa somehow. Right? You know, not to take the words from anybody's song, but I'm going to take the words from their song. So, tonight we're looking at disappointment as we go through Real Talk right here on the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew. And the phone lines are still open. 773-789 Stew gets you in touch. 773-789-7839. Call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram, they all work. Use them up. Because I won't be mad if you don't. And you may be disappointed if you don't. Because you could have had said that thing that you knew would have made a difference in one person's life. And if you can measure success as the ability to reach one person, then believe me, your outcomes will be a whole lot different. Your disappointment, that will be less. Because on any given day, you will reach one person. Which means, on any given day, you'll be quite successful, actually. And so, since encouragement sweetens labor, you'll move on to the next day with the intent to do the same thing. And just go on and keep it going and going. Now, at some point in time, you're going to need to know when to look for help, right? When you've been experiencing these disappointments. Sometimes you need a helping hand in getting over your disappointment because you just can't do it alone. And that's fine. You can have a wonderful support network, but it's still not enough. And when this happens, at that moment, you know you need to find professional help. And a mental health professional will walk you through your feelings and help you learn how to handle them. They'll teach you coping skills. Unbelievable coping skills can be learned from psychologists and psychiatrists. So they will teach you coping skills that will help you to make sense of what it is that you're feeling and help you to put things into perspective. Now,
if you don't want to do what you are doing when you're disappointed, then guess what? You're not alone. But knowing the signs of when you need to seek professional help is important. And some of the signs of needing professional help include when you're experiencing difficulty regulating your emotions. And emotional outbursts, feeling numb or overreacting to minor events, these are all signs of an inability to regulate what you are feeling. You're unable to focus on anything other than your feelings of disappointment. The disappointment you feel is an all-encompassing, and nothing else brings you joy or makes you feel alive and excited. That's what that focus on that disappointment feels like. If you're unproductive and unmotivated, when you lack the drive and motivation to make plans, complete your work, or try new things, you need to find some professional help. When your personal and work relationships start to suffer, the people you love and work with are affected by your moods and lack of engagement, that's time. When you no longer find joy in any of the activities that you've always loved, nothing that you do makes you happy, and you stop finding joy in your hobbies and other interests, you need to find help. If your sleeping or eating patterns are disrupted, so you're struggling to sleep, or you have unhealthy sleep hygiene and you lack appetite, these things are an issue. You need to seek help. When your physical health starts suffering, you feel sick regularly, you're plagued by headaches, or you're simply overcome with physical exhaustion, get help. When you feel despondent about the future and you think everything is hopeless, you start asking questions like, why bother thinking about what's coming next? It will only be another letdown. At that moment, you need to stop. Because in the midst of it all, you're not alone. And it may feel that way, but it isn't. The signs won't look the same for everyone, but these are some of the most common indicators that you need professional help. Help to sort through your emotions and to cope with the trauma that you've experienced from your disappointment. The disappointment that could have come from just that one expectation you had of that thing. Whatever that thing was. But you planned on it. You had your hopes set on it. You dreamt about it. Only for it to not be attainable. That can be very disappointing. Crushing even. But it could also be the thing that says, this is not the thing for you. Or, this is not the way you need to be thinking about this thing. Try a different angle. Try a different thing. Whichever way, it doesn't take away from the success you are. Because a lot of people go through these disappointments and immediately say, boy, you know, I'm such a disappointment. I'm such a failure. And they hold on to that. And they lose themselves in that thing. I'm a failure. And so they look at every other aspect. They look at their work life and they say, boy, you know, I could have been in a higher position. Even more proof that I'm a failure. Forgetting that they saw the stress that that higher position held and opted not to aspire toward it. Not to say that they didn't have the skill set or the knowledge to do it, but recognized that that was not what brought them joy. But they forgot that in their moment of being misguided by way of this disappointment, this other unrelated disappointment. And this is some of the effect that disappointments can have in our lives. But what do we do? Because we hold on to hurt and wear it like a badge of honor. We do. Think about all those moments when either someone hurt you or you were disappointed by something or someone, when you failed at something. How long did you hold on to that thing? How many people did you tell about that thing? How many times have you told that person that disappointed you how much they did? Versus what you learned from that thing. Some people haven't even recognized what they have learned from it yet. They're still holding on to the fact that that thing happened. And so they're stuck in that moment, missing out on all the great opportunities that they could have had. And then they turn around and be disappointed yet again because they missed out on those opportunities. So that's another disappointment that they've placed on top of the disappointment that they had from the thing that they couldn't control. That's the other thing. How are you going to be disappointed by something that you have no control over? But yet still we do it. We do it over and over again. We're driving along, going to work or going home from work, going to that party, that whatever. And it just seems like every red light catches you. And now you're running against time. And you had planned to be there at a certain time. And now you're getting frustrated because you could not make it because all these traffic lights are working against you for whatever reason. And you're getting frustrated and frustrated. And not realizing that that one green light that you may have caught would be that one light that the person traveling across that intersection ran their red light. And that could have been you in that accident. But for that red light that you caught, you missed it. See how that disappointment was a blessing? But you were so caught up in the fact that you were stopped yet again by a red light. And so we miss out on a lot of what these disappointments can bring for us. Again, let me see if I can put this image back up on the screen for you. Because this one here is important, where we get our breakthrough. The expectation is constant. We want to get to our destination. We want to achieve this goal. But whatever it is, puts us in this valley of disappointment. Now, we can either stay there, or we can push through. With time, we can push through, and we can have a breakthrough. Where we meet that expectation, and not just meet the expectation, but we break it. And we move past that moment where we thought we could do this thing, And we end up doing this thing. Breaking that glass ceiling that we created for ourselves. And aspiring to new heights. Having better relationships. Because that's where a lot of our disappointments are, isn't it? How we are raising our children. How we are interacting with our neighbors, our co-workers, our partners. And so, we end up in this valley of disappointment each time. Boy, you know, I wanted to do this for my child, but things not working out right now, and I can't take them to this event. I can't get to take them to this theme park. And that was the plan. But here came these high gas prices. Here came these storms. Here came these heat waves that prevented this thing from happening. Well, what do we do instead? Could we take that moment to bond with that child differently? Could we take that moment to learn something about ourselves? To learn a new skill? To develop a new habit? To break an old one? So many options. But because we hold on to the moment that we got disappointed, because we stay in that valley and not persevere and persist and push through, we can all do it. We all have that capability. Your mental fitness is important, and you're allowed to feel all kinds of emotions, but you need to know when what it is that you're feeling has crossed a boundary from healthy to unhealthy. And when this happens, it's at that moment that you need to act. If you've recognized that you are not coping with your disappointment, you've taken the first step. Now, after that, you need to decide how to go about finding the help you need, because you've recognized it already. So, move on to the next step. If you've never visited a counselor, psychologist, or a psychiatrist, ask friends, family members, even your job for a referral. Ask your primary care. Or go ahead and look for it online. If you don't want anybody in your business, you know, you just want to deal with it by yourself because you got yourself into this situation, you want to get yourself out of, fine. If that's the way you want to do it, as long as you start to do it. Because once you start talking with a mental health professional, you'll be guided to what to do next. You don't have to deal with your feelings of disappointment and languishing on your own. Mental health professionals are there to help you see the light at the end of the tunnel. All you have to do is open your eyes. And more often than not, they have the skill sets to help you open your eyes. They're trained to teach you how to cope and create a recovery plan that suits your situation. Again, no two situations, though they sound alike, are alike. Because no two individuals, no matter how much you look alike, are alike. I have a pair of identical twin aunts. One is night, one is day to me. But you put them side by side, and for years I couldn't tell them apart. I can tell them apart. No. But as it is with all twins, identical twins, but based on how they act, that was how I knew them differently. So you may not see results overnight as you go through your process, as you get your help, but you will see them over time. And you'll also know what to do when you're disappointed in the future. So, what you should not do is get stuck in the same cycle of disillusionment. Disappointment is an inevitable part of life. It might uplift you as recognition of that silver lining behind the dark cloud usually does. And to know that disappointments mean you're living life is a good thing. And you may not be exactly where you need to be, but learning precisely what you need to grow, yeah, that's a gem. And so we take these gems that we stumble across as we traverse this thing called life. And we create for ourselves a crown. A crown that no one else can wear but you. Because you are kings and queens of your destiny. As long as you recognize that you can mold a situation, because you can learn from it and you can grow from it, and it will not hold you down. Because through it all, you can stand tall. And then you're in a position to help someone else. And as each one of us helps another, we help to grow our communities. And this is how we build better communities, by building better selves. And it may sound like quite a challenge for some, and that's fine. Because we didn't all get the tools that we need to get through situations like disappointment. But it's never too late to have that peace of mind that says, through it all, I can get up again. Because it's not just the fact that you got knocked down. It's that you got knocked down and you got up. And each time you got knocked down, you got up again. You didn't stay down. And that is what makes the big difference. Never, boy, never, boy. Yeah, I say you're never gonna get me down. Oh, no. This is a segment that we call musical therapy. We're kicking it off with the sound of G. Cole. Track is called Peace of Mind is a Holiday. Thank you to McNeil Trucking for sponsoring this segment of the broadcast. Is it still good to you? If it is, can you relate to someone? If not, I'm pretty sure you can learn how to. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to say thank you to the affiliates. Thank you to my segment sponsors. I truly appreciate love each and every one of you. Thank you for the support. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for the encouragement. As we part company tonight, I do want to remind you, you can join me on Saturday, all being well, for the Saturday Stew on Reggae Global Radio, where we do music and more music and less talk. And
But if you can't, I understand. And I'll join you, I'll catch up with you next week right here on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. As we part company, do remember, look out for members of your community, and your community is not just the development that you live in, but it spreads far and wide. So those that you pass on the bus, the plane, the boat, or the train, whether you walk, ride, or drive, these are members of your community. Do something good for one of them today, because you never know who's going to do something good for you tomorrow. My name is DJ Kevin Stewart. This is how I like to do it to you, for you, and with you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday right here on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew on KevinStew.com and affiliates. And as we work through our disappointments, remember, obstacles are only stepping stones. They might look like huge boulders in our lives, but the moment we get over them, we look back and see that they're just pebbles. Because up until this point, we have a 100% success record with any of the obstacles that we have faced, which is why we're here today. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you wherever you are in the world. From right here in South Florida, I bid you all a great night. Take care, be good. If you can't be good at it, be good at it. Take care until we meet again. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pot where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on KevinStew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.